Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Miss Landry's coming tonight. You ready? Do y'all have? Okay, go ahead and take your kingdom kids. Do we have the face walkers? Okay. Hallelujah. Come on, Miss Landry. She going to share with us tonight. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord while she comes? Glory to God. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Want to say good evening to you all. As the praise team was singing, it was like an atmosphere of those voices that the Lord said I began to hear. Praise team, you sound so beautiful tonight. It seemed like I was ready to glory be to God. You know, when you really hear God's voice, or the anointing, seem like it weakens you down. It does something because it's so powerful. I don't really know how to describe it. But tonight, as you all were singing, it was like that moment again. It was like that moment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Well, tonight, we receive that word, Miss Jones, that you pray for the anointing. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has anointed you. There was a scripture. Let me get my glasses on in. Isaiah 61. Meditated on it for many, many, many times. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Start meditating on that word and on it. I said, what you saying, Landrus? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for I have anointed you. Y'all think about this. For I have anointed you. Let me get to it here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of them that are bound. Well, CFC tonight, and those of you that are watching, God got something good for you tonight. He got something good for you. Praise be to God. I do thank you, Pastor and Miss Jones, for giving me this opportunity to come before you. Had a very busy day today. But in spite of, didn't get everything good news today. But then I got some good news. But because I know who I am in Christ Jesus, amen. Glory be to God, I know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I can stand back and say, Brother Joy, something good is going to happen through this. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, tonight, you know, we the members of CFC Church, and others that have been, we have been making confession concerning our life. As I looked at this, I believe I was led to a series that Pastor shared several years ago. And during this series, I was thinking about this. When a woman would have a baby, and if the baby would be a boy, back when I was growing up, the baby would be named after his father. And he'd become a junior. I said, okay, I was looking at Pastor and how his junior came in. I said, he was not after that, but in my time, that's what they did. If that it was a boy, he would be called Junior. Tyrone Junior. So tonight, from listening to that series that Pastor did, I'm going to change it a little bit. He would become, like I said, he would become that junior. So I'm going to change this a little bit. And tonight, I'm going to be Jimmy Jones Landrus Jr. Y'all got that? I'm finna follow out to his footsteps tonight. Because he did a series. Some of you might remember and he may not. But in that series, he said, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. So that's where we're going tonight, to Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 23, Hebrews 10 and 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So I want to talk on what I confess, I possess. Pastor, do you remember that series? Well, tonight, it's going to be a little refreshing. From Landrus Jimmy Jones Jr. Glory be to God. I'm going to read that again. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. This is how Bishop did it. He said, confession and profession. He said, they're the same word. Confession. Then he went to talk about the Hebrew. See, I didn't go in there. But I'm just following out to his step because I'm the junior. You know, the father know a little bit more. So the junior just fall in line. So he said, confession and possession is the same word. But in the Hebrew, that's what it used. So we're going to use confession because we have been confessing some things in our church. We have been confessing some things. And then he went on to read, without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. He explained wavering as you're not sure. You might say, I don't know. Or you start to do it. He said, and then you step back and say, should I? Should I? Have you all ever been there? Sometimes you go to say something or do something, and then you stop. And you ask yourself, should I do this? I don't know. I don't know really what to say or do. But it talks about wavering. He said to be that type of person You'll never possess what God has given you. Just think about that. This ain't it, mate. Tell you, that type of person don't know. You ever been in a situation where you just didn't know what to do or how to, you know, I just don't know. I don't know, should I go left? Should I go right? Keep walking forward or go back, step back. You just don't know what to do. But, so we are learning. Glory be to God. We are learning. When we make those confessions, that we get a revelation, that God give us a revelation of confession to the place that holds in our life as a believer. That confession. It'll take place in us. Now I'm going to start putting little Landry's in here now. That place, that confession. I make a confession that says I'm wise. I'm wise. I am wise. Okay, I begin to think about that. I'm wise. Before I say something, Tyrone, out of the way. You know, we've been talking about bridle our tongue now. We're learning. Before I say something, think about it. Should I do this? You know, even in something as simple as texting, have you all ever started texting something you delete and say, I shouldn't say that right there? Have you all ever been there? And you change that text message and then seem like the words will start falling in line what you should say. You say, oh, okay, Brother Joe. Okay. Thank you. I said, I'm quick and sharp. Quick and sharp. Have you ever seen some people that, boy, you say a word, they back at you. Quick. Sharp. I said, I don't quite want to be that way now. Because all them quick and sharp words ain't good, Tyrone. But I want to be quick and sharp. With the wisdom of God to know what to say when that time comes. You know, in going through life, sometimes my husband, praise be to God, he's a smart man. He'll say something to me right quick and, oh my God, it seemed like it just hit me. But I don't say nothing, Tyrone. I want to come back with the right words. Because we're learning to put the words that we hear, to put them in action. So we're getting a revelation of his word. I'm telling you all, a few of my confession. I said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And he's leading me. I go on to say, Holy Spirit, you are my teacher. Teach me. Lead me. Guide me. Show me things to come. I continue to say, Lord, you are my strength. You are my strength. You are my helper. You are my healer. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Confession brings possession. And after a while, you begin to see yourself. You'll see the word coming alive into you. Now we're going to go back to the Father, Jimmy John. Praise be to God. He said, let's go to Joshua 1:8. Praise be to God. Joshua 1:8. It's this book of the law. He said, God gave us some instruction. Listen now. This book of the law. Through that, God gave us some instructions. He said, this book is God's law. Pastor said, if you let me interpret it like this, the word of God become God's word is his law. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Shall not depart out of thy mouth. He said, seems like God want us to do a whole lot of talking. I said, what? Where you get that from? God want us to do a whole lot of talking. It shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And as I was listening, he talked about the word meditation. You know, sometimes, he said, meditation has some utterance. And I thought about that. Have you ever been meditating? And you begin to say some things. Words start coming up, dumb. And before you know it, you're talking out loud. You're saying things. I know one day I was sitting in the house and Ken Gray said, Grammy, who are you talking to? I had some utterance and they was coming out loudly. So we meditate. You had to meditate on that test you were doing, then you Nikki. You had to meditate on it day and night, you. Landrea, you had to meditate day and night. But he's talking about the word of God. Meditate on it day and night. Then I looked up the word meditation. This is a practice in which an individual focuses their mind on certain subject, objects, thoughts, or activity. For example, when you meditate on God's words, sometimes you might choose a quiet and a peaceful environment. You read, then you reflect on that scripture or whatever you're meditating on. You might even memorize it. You just might memorize that scripture. And I know all of us in here as a believer, there's a scripture in your heart. If it ain't nothing but the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you can say that, and you can say that, and you can say that, and you can say that. Those few words has become real to you. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Powerful words to begin with learning. You might even learn words like Jesus will. Jesus will. These are, I want to say simple, but those are verses that you easily remember. With his stripes, I'm healed. You memorize that. Then you meditate on it. And then you begin to see yourself. My favorite one is, the Lord is my helper. And the Lord is my healer. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. And I think on that. I said, Lord, you said you heal me. So therefore, Lil, I'm here. We're here. You are here. Praise be to God. Confession brings possession. If you have that CD, go back and listen to it. Because we're doing a lot of confession now. Confession brings possession. All right. You start visualizing God's word. The word becomes true in your life. You are God's. And then you begin to ask God for wisdom and understanding. Eventually, you apply his teaching to your life and watch your life transform into his word. I looked at the word, we'd be saying, I'm rich. I'm rich. They said, I'm rich, Miss Glory. We said, I am rich. You know, we sometimes we cared a little bit further. I'm rich in Christ Jesus. I began to think on that and meditate on it. And I start seeing myself. Do I have it? No, but I start seeing myself. I see people that are, I call rich, have wealth. I'm talking about wealth. Not riches, you know, more than one way to be rich. I'm talking about money. Why? Start seeing people that have money. And I thought about our God is a powerful God. Is a powerful God. What he said in his word, he will do it. He will do it. I just got through reading from the book of Jeremiah. And I seen God to be all powerful. I mean, God is a powerful God. What he said in his word, that what he told them that he was going to do, if they did this, if they did that, what was going to happen to them? I said, Lord, you're going to kill them people? And you told them what not to do, and you go do. I said, my God, you powerful. And he destroyed them when they didn't do what he told them to do. It was some things that weren't pleasant happened to them. It wasn't pleasant. But I saw God move in ways that I saw him to be all powerful. God still is. That was in Jeremiah when all powerful. But then I came over to the New Testament, Tyrone. And I started reading. The greater one lives on the inside of me. So that power that I saw operated in Jeremiah, it's in me. An all powerful God. An all powerful God. And I began to make another confession. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Because I serve him. I praise him. I live my life for him. You see, there was a time when I didn't know what to do or what to say. And when you don't know, Pastor, you just don't know. So you say foolish things. Well, he did a little song on there. You say stuff like, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I mean, I sing it like he did. He said, we begin to say stuff like that when you don't know. Or you sing those songs that you don't know that have life to them, that has a meaning to them. So, since I've been translated, let's look at Colossians 1 and Colossians 1. Verse 12 and 13. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Found out something. I've been translated from darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. I began to say, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I began to thank him. I began to praise him for who he is, giving him glory, giving him honor that's due unto his name. I said, thank you, Lord. Seems like the word thank you don't come out enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what you're thanking him for. Ella did a testimony Sunday. Was it Sunday? Last Sunday. You all, I just looked at you and thought about your testimony. What you saying? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Landrea, you came through. Many prayers went up for you, baby. You can say, thank you, Lord. Nikki, I remember the last of your testimony, how you went to Jackson. You said, Pastor, pray for you. You passed that test. You can say, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You all, y'all can begin to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. For those of us that we do a prayer line, and as the pastor said, we done got to 40. We see the growth that has came through us. We all can say, thank you, Lord. Bishop, you can say, thank you, Lord. Through it all, this whole church. I may not know, I may not hear what you say, but you can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're learning how to pray for things we know not of. We can say, thank you, Lord. Giving thanks unto him. Giving him thanks and giving him praise. Our confession, what we confess, we possess it. I have shared with you how to come in contact with that. What you've confessed. Jacob, I don't know what you want to be in life, but whatever it is, confess it so you can possess it. Whatever it is, you confess it. You are born again, believer, child of God. So what you confess, you can possess. One, two, three. All three of you. What you want in life? I see you smiling. Keep that smile on your face. Praise be to God. Say what you want in life. And ask God to give you wisdom in doing it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I say continue in our confession. I want to go a little bit more in what Pastor was doing. Glory be to God. Have a few more pages up here, but I'm going to tell off Uncle Willie tonight. I was said, Uncle Will, I'm not going to ride with you tonight. He said, oh, we getting out early tonight. Glory be to God. He can take that and still talk with me. Praise be to God. I said, yeah, I'm looking here. I said, oh, I got a few more pages to go, but I'm going to let him have what he say. Glory be to God. But that series, what you confess, you can possess. That's just something, that's just revelation itself. So if you have that series, go back and listen to it. Go back, because we're going higher and higher into higher ground. So I'm going to stop here, Uncle Willie. Praise be to God. But know that you are overcoming. That we are learning how to feed our spirit, and our faith is growing stronger. And we know that we are overcomers. Praise be to God. And remember, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Put this in your confession if it's not there. I am free. We're free. We are free people. We're free. Free to do what? Free to walk in love. Free to treat people right. To walk in the truth of the word of God. We free. You can say, I'm strong. Glory be to God. I'm strong. I am strong. And listen. So I'm going to stop. Listen for the sound of angels. Listen for them sound of angels. So when you hear them, don't be, I want to say embarrassed. Whatever he tell you to do when you hear them voice of the angel, and you know it, go do it. Whatever he tell you to do, glory be to God. I got a text this morning from Miss Jones, and she was telling me something. I didn't really know how to text her back, what to say. But as I was standing up here, what he tell you to do, you do it. So that God might get the glory. Whatever he tell you to do, that's why he said, I'm free, I'm strong, great is he that is in me. Because you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you who would teach us all things. So whatever he's tell you to do, you do it. And my last word is here. Stay with God. Stay with God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All right, Pastor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what, Pastor?
What's that?
One time. One of these times. Miss Jones said a word. Make time for God to do what he wants to do.
Amen.
Make time for God to do what he wants to do.
What God wants to do.
Because God, glory be to God. Come on, Pastor. God better do something.
Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. West. hold fast to the confession as we're on the screen, hold fast to the profession, which means confession. And without any confession, there'll never be any what? Possession. Words are very powerful. And while we're getting ready to receive the